on this, the fourth day of October, 2021. From Los Angeles, California, the Lucy Coleman Studio. This is PJ. Thank you. Some of the most beautiful background music. Haiku, played by Joey Caldezaro. Let's talk. Who is it and what is it that we're talking about, that journey, right? Who is it and or what is it? Do you think it's dedicated to lead you on through your journey until the end and make it successful? Can you name that person? I can name the entity. I've got to say this, and I'm going to be critical, but I want you to listen to me because some of you are being challenged exactly for the first time to think absolutely everything through in your life. It's your life, so you must think it through. It is not going to be easy. It was not supposed to be easy. Who is that person that, yes, I still believe in that one deity that's brought me through everything. I recall the day that I took the picture of Lucy and Delia. The address was 4321 Santa Rosalia Drive. We were in apartment number one. We stepped outside on that Saturday morning because that's when we did. We never went in the front of the apartment on a Sunday morning because we backed out and was headed for church. Oh, I remember the days when, man, that was before. You know what? This picture was taken long before I had become a pastor. This is when Lucy and I was living, I think, the best of our lives, because the girl, Delia, had come. Leslie was on the way. God brought me through that to where I am today. God did it. I'm going to deny the naysayers that say there is no God. You are completely out of your mind. If you could not feel the joy that I felt, look at this woman. Look at her. I know the picture is not going to be up long, but I want you to think about what I'm talking with you about right now, because if you can't, then you have no idea what love and commitment and all of it is. You see, I took that picture of them. And I remember every moment of it. And I wouldn't exchange it for anything. My journey was chosen wisely and correctly. I had chosen the right woman because she remained with me all that time. No mistakes. were made. Not one, I'm telling you people. It was such a... The beauty of being with her is the beauty of seeing the wind blow my flags in front of the house right now. The beauty of life itself. The beauty of knowing that I have another ear to speak into, another heart to touch, another life to be rejuvenated by life itself. The power of love, the power of human kindness, like a stream of water flowing down the hillside. All is well because God is in my life and your life too. It's like a shout of praise coming up from the depths of our humanity, from the consequence of the status of our status quo. We are here, and I praise God for it. And He has carried me through every step of the journey of my life, even up into the place that I ventured into now. I was tickled last night. I was watching TV and I watched the documentary film, The Life of Miles Davis on Netflix last night. And I was surprised when they said that a change came upon Miles Davis and he changed his wardrobe. He changed the way he looked. He changed the way he, well, not the way he behaved, but he changed. And a lot of people think that I've changed. I haven't changed. I've grown. I'm on my journey right now that I have morphed into this beautiful, kind of a senior kind of a guy. But though my outward frame is senior, my mind is just as fresh as it was in the day that I stood on the sidewalk and snapped that picture that you keep staring at on your screen as you listen to this on today and tomorrow and the day after. I want you to know who guided me on my journey, and He can guide you too if you allow Him to do that. I'm not talking about a white man. I'm not talking about a black man. When I say he, I'm just speaking of the masculine gender. Let her guide you, whatever you want to do, but make sure that it's Yahweh that is the one that made the clouds and the air and the water, the spring water, the animals, the salmon jumping in the river, the trout being caught by men, the steaks being harvested for prime rib. God is. And I thank Him and I praise Him and I extol Him and I will never ignore Him in my life. For that is the secret of my journey. Lucy is with God in a different place. I am still living here. But that same God that was with me when I was with her is with me now. There ain't nothing more needs to be said. Get in touch.